Well, we have just had a delegates conference of the FDC, where the party delegates conference, which is the supreme body of the party, has suspended the president of the party, Honorable Amuriat Oboi, and secretary general of the party, Honorable Nathan Nanda Mapavi, and the treasurer general, Honorable Ekanya Godfrey. But they have also disbanded the current electoral commission that has brought confusion in the party by organizing illegal elections, form structures. And so we have come up with the steering committee, steering leadership, that is going to be headed by the acting party president, who is the Honorable Elias Lukwago, who now will be performing the duties of the president as we move forward. We did this because we realized that the NRM and President Museveni had infiltrated the FDC and was working through the president and the secretary general to disorganize our party and finally hand it over to President Museveni. And we are fighting to liberate the FDC so that it does not follow DP and UPC that have been captured by Mr. Museveni.
That's exactly what I want to ask you. You said you have replaced your president. Why? Why did you remove Mr. Amuriat?
Amuriat has been removed because he was working for the regime. He had been compromised. He and the secretary general, we are working with the regime. And you could even see, that's why, even if you saw today, the whole police infrastructure, the whole army was working with Nandara against FDC, against the party leaders. They blocked us from entering Busabara, where we were supposed to have a meeting. They also blocked the alternative venue.
Do you have any evidence of the allegations made against Mr. Amuriat?
Yes, we have overwhelming evidence. And of course, even the actions of the three people are clear. And that's why if you go to court, court will rule in their favor. You go to police, police will work for them. You go everywhere. Now they even had brought goons to take over the party. Yesterday we went to court and we found that the goons that were at Najanankumbi beating delegates were the same goons in charge of court. They could decide who enters court and who doesn't enter court. You have a situation whereby all FDC-related cases that involve Nandara and the party are handled by one judge. And that's why we have asked the principal judge to explain us whether we have a judge that is in charge of FDC matters or whether it is a coincidence that whichever case involves FDC is specifically given to this judge.
Talking about this conference that you are having, did the police give you the permission to have the conference? Because at some point I thought there was some confusion about that.
Well, the police did not give us permission. Neither had we asked for permission. Neither had we asked for clearance. The chairman had gone to the police to say, can you give us security? And they wrote back and said, you are a bad FDC. The good FDC is that one of Honorable Nandara and Honorable Amuriat. So we cannot give you permission. Neither can we give you protection because you are a bad FDC. And so we said, okay, you don't have to give us security. We shall still move on.